Hello, welcome back to The Lone Wolf. I don't know. I don't really have anything to start this one out with, because I haven't really had much happen as of the last week. I was trying to figure out the last time I did one of these. Wonder when was the last time I did one of these? But no, there hasn't been too much that I want to talk about within this first minute of the podcast. But you know what? Oh well, roll the intro! I haven't really had much go on as of the last week. There hasn't really been much noteworthy stuff, really, at all that's happened. All that much. Like, not even really worldwise, I guess. There hasn't really been very much like newsworthy stuff or really stuff to talk about. Like, I obviously have stuff to talk about, but it's just weird how much how little stuff has happened, I guess. I don't know. But regardless, I'm still doing a podcast this week because I like doing these weekly. Oh, one thing I guess I can talk about is the last video on the channel, which was a stream, but whew, that was a big failure. Which what am I supposed to expect with a Friday the 13th stream? So basically, if you weren't aware, on Friday it was Friday the 13th, just this past Friday. Sorry if I just messed with the mic. I was just moving the wire. Basically, last Friday was Friday the 13th, so I decided, you know what, I'm gonna do a big horror game stream this Friday in honor, for audio listeners, I did quotes, but in honor of it being Friday the 13th, I'll do some horror games. So the first, you can watch this back, so there's no real need to explain it, but if you just haven't watched that, and you just want to hear it here, I start the stream, and the first game I want to play, it was this game called Upstairs, and it's basically where you walk upstairs, and if you turn around, there's going to be something chasing you or something like that. I don't really exactly remember what the game was. It was a really cool concept, but I didn't get to play it for the stream because it ran fine, but it messed up OBS. It said high encoding. So then I dropped it like 300 frames right at the beginning of the stream, like 10 minutes into the stream. I started dropping a shitload of frames, and I'm like, fuck! God damn it. So then I was like, you know what? I'll switch over to the other game I had planned, and it was Baldi's Basics. And that one, it was just, it's not even really a horror game as much as it's just annoying to be dying over and over. It's not even, there's like, obviously, like, scary moments, like, things that'll freak you out, like, there'll be jump scares and stuff, but that even then it was like, this isn't what I intended for this stream to be. And then after that, I was just like, oh well. And I also had like horror, like jump scare sound effects set for the alerts for people who subscribe or who donate and stuff, which none of those happened. So I was like, fuck. Like by the end of the stream, I was like, fuck. None of the alerts went out, went off, and I was just pissed. And then I just started doing like shitty horror flash game, like jump scare flash games, because that's like the type of horror stuff I like being jump scared. But yeah, so there was that, and the entire stream, the entire thing, I'll leave it up. But oh my God, was that stream a failure? Jesus Christ, was that bad? That stream. There may be some good moments. I haven't gone back to watch it, and I don't really remember much. But oh my God, is that stream bad? My God, did that not go to plan? Jesus, that could not have gone any worse than it did. That could not have gone any worse, in my opinion. That could not have gone any worse. That could have, there could have been no other way aside from maybe my internet going out or the power going out is the only way that stream could have gotten worse. So there was very little things that could fuck up that stream even further than it did, of any further than it already was fucked up. So yeah, here's to the birthday stream not being a piece of shit. Also, I'm blocking logos now. Why? I don't know. I thought it'd be neat. But yeah, I've been watching a lot of Good Mythical Morning. I've been watching a lot of their older episodes and also their newer episodes. But since right now it's the weekend, a lot of this weekend I've spent watching a lot of not only The Ranch, because that just came out with a new season, and I can talk about that. But also, I've been watching a lot of their episodes, a lot of their older episodes, and I was like, I saw that they had like their custom mugs, and it was a thing when me and Jacob did a podcast over on the MMS channel back, what was that, 2 years ago now? I almost said three, but then I was like, no, that doesn't sound right. But yeah, so 2 years ago, me and Jacob, we did a podcast over on MMS, which was only an episode, and I wanted to do more at least, but and we the three of us me being the three of us being me, Jacob, and Bobby, we were gonna do a podcast this summer. We were gonna start that up, but the three of us just never got around to recording, which I really want to do before the end of the year, but before the birthday stream at least. At some point, I want the three of us to get together and just film a big batch of videos, like a big batch of challenges, like we did back in October, back last October, because I watched the whatever brand of pop this is, taste test, the Mountain Dew taste test, where we try a bunch of different types of like Mountain Dew knockoffs. Plus Red Bull, because we thought maybe that'll be citrusy enough, maybe that'll be Mountain Dewy enough, but nope. But yeah, so yeah, that was the one gimme. If we didn't have that, then Bobby would have probably gotten no points. If we did that, because I just got done watching it, Bobby would have gotten zero. Bobby most likely would have gotten zero. But yeah, so. That was that. Excuse me while I wipe my nose because I have a runny nose. But yeah, my sickness, it's basically all gone. Aside from the runny nose, and I'll get stuffy every so often, but yeah, I don't know. It's just being sick is no fun. But yeah. There's been multiple points. It doesn't help that my rooms are cold. And I say rooms because I have this room, and then I also have my bedroom. But it doesn't help that both of those are cold, and I sleep in the colder of the two rooms. So yeah, it's not good, but you know what? Oh well, I'll deal with it. It's supposed to be nice this week though. So looking forward to that. Also, while you're watching this, yesterday was Bobby's birthday, so I could possibly have some stories about that, because I think we're gonna hang out, because Bobby last week at school, Bobby asked me, "You doing anything on my birthday?" And I was like, "When's your birthday?" Because I knew it was the 16th. I knew it was the 16th, but I didn't know what day of the week it was. I knew his birthday was the 16th, but I didn't. But yeah, so. I was like, "What day is it?" And he's like, "Monday." And I was like, "Probably not." But yeah, so I may have some crazy party stories as we're 17. But that doesn't mean anything. Our group of friends being me, Jacob, and Bobby, and then our friend Luke. Even if Luke is there, but the four of us, we would never do that. And plus, the Jacob, or not Jacob, but Luke and Bobby are both in sports, so highly doubt they'll be doing any of that shit. But yeah, so that's that. But yeah, I have some crazy party stories. I don't know. But yeah, even though it already happened, I'm saving those till next week. I'm definitely not filming this on Sunday or anything. But yeah, so that's that. Do I want to talk about the ranch? I'll wait a little bit because so that then people who do like that show, I won't spoil it for them because I really enjoy the show and I watched the season with it, this part, I guess, technically. I watched it all within the first day. And that was also the so from the time I got home from school at like 3, 3:30, something like that. But from then to like almost just up to the stream, like maybe a half hour before the stream, I watched up to episode 8, I think. And then after the stream, I watched episodes 9 and 10. I watched that all before midnight, so I watched it all within the first day. And it's progressively been less and less time of me watching the seasons because what I started watching after part 4. So when part 5 came out, I watched it within the first week, and I watched it that Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then when part 6 came out, which I didn't even know was coming out until the day it came out, I watched that within the Friday, Saturday. And now this part 7, I watched on that Friday. So I can't get any faster than this, aside from maybe watching it within, like, there'd be no way, because it'd be 10 episodes and they're a half hour each. I could watch them all in 5 hours. I could. I very well could, but I could watch it all in one sitting, which I could, because there's some shit at the end of the season that I'm not gonna say yet, but left me wanting a whole hell of a lot more. Much like last season, how it ended with, I wanna separate, for what Abby saying to Colt. I was like, oh, okay. Okay, leave it there, thanks. But yeah, so that was that. But yeah, past that, I won't say anything. For those who do want to watch the show, who do want to watch this, I'll give it probably another few weeks. Because, well, I'll just wait another couple of weeks. And if I do feel like talking about it at all, I'll bring it up. But yeah, so that's that. One thing, here's the Jane's segment of the podcast. Here's the Jane's segment. I can't remember, was it last week or was it the week before? Shit, I don't know. But at some point within the last couple of weeks, Jane's he has a Mac. But he has Windows, he has Boot Camp, he has Windows loaded on it. So he has a program called Boot Camp, which allows you to have Windows on a Mac, because he doesn't like Mac. Excuse me. Ah, yuck. I'll be right back. Sorry about that. My nose started running and it just kept going. But yeah, so basically, James has, sorry about that. But James has a Mac with Windows loaded on it, and so he was having troubles because he has a bunch of computers, and in accounting, we all set up computers. So he has all the windows on like the outer wall, so he has this all facing a wall. So he has this software where he can shoot out his screen to all of those screens. But it wasn't going out to certain he wasn't it wasn't going out to a lot of the other computers. So he contacted the makers of the software, the developers, and they told him to go into this folder where you're not supposed to go, that you're not supposed to change and delete something out of it or something like that. And he did that, and then one another student who's in our class, but I won't say his name, clicked a button on the keyboard, and then it changed the entirety of the font on his computer to the Wingdings font, to no, it's Webdings, But it changed it to like the symbol font. It's the font with all the symbols. Like you scroll all the way down in Microsoft Word, it's that font. Me and Bobby, because he had to get a new computer. He didn't have to get a new computer, but he took a computer, and now he has to put all his files and stuff onto that computer. So that day we didn't do anything in accounting. It was just a study hall basically. But me and Bobby, we tried figuring out and trying to get into James's computer, but it didn't work. That thing's basically just bricked. When James first said that, he was like, "Today we're not doing anything because I won't say the guy's name, but a student, because my computer's all wingdings." And I was like, "Whoa!" He was like, "It's symbols, wingdings." And I was like, "Whoa!" Because it sounded offensive saying wingdings. It's like, Jesus. I found out it was a font, and I was like, "Oh, okay, that doesn't sound as bad now." But it still could sound like it could be an offensive term. Wingdings, that does not sound good. So now that thing's basically just bricked. So yeah. And it's like he keeps whenever we bring it up, he always mentions that person. The person who clicked the button and then it changed, which I wish I was there because I'm curious as to how it happened. Because I wonder if it was he clicked the button and then it just changed the entirety of it or shut down the computer or something. I don't know. But I'm curious as to how it all happened, how it all went down. So, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird, how something like that can happen. Like, I don't know. But yeah, so that's it's kind of goony. Another thing that happened to me, which isn't similar, but it's still in the vein of computers fucking up. My computer, just one day, this is the day before the stream, and my computer, my C drive, my internal hard drive, it went from being like half full maybe, or like two thirds full or something like that. It went from being like two thirds full to getting down to 5 gigabytes. I was like, "What the fuck happened? What the fuck?" And end up fixing it at all. My hard drive is just full for some odd reason. My computer still it still runs fine. It runs just like it did, but it just bugs me whenever I see it. And it and the blue line, the line that's usually blue is now red, and I'm just like, what the fuck? And I tried installing everything, not installing, uninstalling everything, but I tried uninstalling stuff that like games and stuff I wouldn't use, and I tried in uninstalling programs, but it says even though I haven't uninstalled anything in a while, it says please wait until to uninstall what because we're currently uninstalling something. And I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? I guess I could reboot my computer, but I don't know if that'll work. 'Cause I tried rebooting my computer to see if it was just a mess up, but nope. It's very much like that. I don't know. But luckily I have three other hard drives. So, yeah. I do also have this one. I have this one which I contemplated putting into this current computer into my current computer before I get the new one but then I was like, "Eh, that's probably not a smart idea because then that hard drive would get literally would be this hard drive would be completely empty and I don't know. And plus, I guess I don't know if this would be compatible with the case, but who knows? But yeah, just for now, I'm just dealing with it. Fuck. But yeah, so for now, I'm just dealing with it. So, and I've seen no issues thus far. with having that filled. So, oh well. The only thing is I have to delete shit as soon as I'm done with it, if it's on the C drive. So, yeah. I guess I could move some of like the game files over to the other hard drives. But those hard drives are for specific things, and it bugged me to have a bunch of just different random shit on there. So, I don't know. I hopefully won't have this computer for too much longer. Hopefully by the new year I'll have all the parts for this new one. So yeah, hopefully. But yeah. Who knows? Who knows? Like, I've only had this computer for 2 years, but I'm already upgrading it. I'm already upgrading to a new one. And it runs completely fine. But it's just the fact that Bobby gave that to me, and I was like, yeah, why not? So, yeah. But yeah, so that's that. That's it for the nerdy section. Don't want this to be another nerdy episode. But yeah, so. Oh, dude, yesterday, while I was mowing, I was just going along. I was just mowing in our backyard, just do 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 do, just going and just going, mowing the lawn, making it shorter, hating having to do it, but just going along, jamming out to Metallica. But I was just going along, and this, like, I don't know what it was, but this, like, wood chip or something, like this piece of wood comes, misses my eye, hits me right here, hits me right fucking here. Audio listeners, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, right next to my eye, right next to my eye, this like wood chip flies up, misses my eye, almost fucking blinds me in my only good eye. This eye, I can't see shit out of. My right eye, I can't see shit out of. My left eye, the only eye I can see out of, basically. This wood chip comes, flies up, misses my eye. I'm like, whoa, holy shit. I stop the mower. I'm just like, what the fuck? I could have just went blind. Because I cover my eye, I can barely see. I could have been completely fucked. If that flew any more right, it could have landed directly in my eye and I would have been blind. I would have been fucked. If that turned any more, if it turned any more right than it did, I would not be able to see out of this eye, most likely. That was scary. I stopped the mower. I'm just like, what the fuck just happened? What the fuck? And I was just like, Jesus. That was scary. But yeah, and then I just kept going, and I was just weird. I was like, I just squinting my eyes. It wouldn't do anything, but it just, it was scary. I was like, fuck. But yeah. That wasn't fun. Or well, I mean, I don't know. I was like, well, that's a lie, but I don't know. Mowing's never fun, but at the same time, it is at the same time though. I don't enjoy it, but it's like I'll do it because I have to. Because my dad says do it, and I'm like, okay, fine. If it'll let me stay, I mean, it's fine. No. I don't know. It isn't so much like doing it that I'm just like, fuck this. It's having to go and do it. Because it's like once I start doing it, I'm fine with it. But it's like the act of just waiting and like, oh, I'll do it soon, I'll do it soon. It's like I'm so bad at procrastinating. I was gonna do it earlier in the day yesterday, but this is not like I didn't go out and start mowing until like 6:30, so I delayed it very much. So, cause I think it was like maybe 2 or 3 when my dad told me to mow, and he was gone all day yesterday. But, he, I was like, all right. He's like, at some point today you need to mow it. I'm like, all right. But then I just kept procrastinating it. I was like, all right, because I was about to do record a video when he called me to tell me. I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, oh, I'll record this video because it was supposed to rain. He figured it would miss us, but he said do it soon, and I was like, all right. And then I was like, I'll record this video and then I'll go mow because I'm not gonna want to record after I do it. But then I just kept delaying it more and more. So yeah, it was. So then it ended up being like 3, 4 hours after he told me, or maybe even 5. I don't know. God, I hate being sick. Don't you love it? Don't you love being sick? It's like, it's not even bad. It's like I can breathe again, but it's like it's just the runny nose afterwards and the cough, which wasn't so bad. Which hasn't been so bad today, but it's like the runny nose afterwards and the just all that shit is just terrible. So, yeah, it's not very fun. But yeah, so. No, those are those. Those are how they'll be. They do be like that. But yeah, so. Five Finger Death Punch, they said, hey, new album. Back in May, they said, hey, we're working on an album. But just recently, just last week, they said, hey, guess what, bitch? Album's coming out winter of next year, which kind of pissed me off because they said it could possibly be end of this year, but that's not true. I guess they are going on tour with Megadeth, beginning of next year, so it'll delay the process even more. And I don't know how much they have done, but in the announcement video saying, "Hey, bitch," they had part of their new song, "Inside Out," I think it was called. Something like that. It was inside something. I'm pretty sure it was Inside Out. But they said, album coming out winter of 2020. And I'm like, fuck. But there could also be a new Metallica album. And they're done touring for a bit at the end of this year. After November, then they could possibly spend. Wait, no. Aren't they going to. Aren't the. Isn't Metallica and Slipknot going on tour together to like Australia or some shit? I don't know. In like December. Let me look her up quick. Metallica Slipknot tour. Um, 2019 Australian tour with Slipknot. Oh, that's next month. Oh, okay. So yeah, they aren't doing anything December then. Or yeah, December. I thought I said February for a second. Metallica.com, because I think it's that, and then beginning of next year, then they go out again. View all tour dates. So yeah, from November 2nd to April, they don't do anything. So they could possibly get started on an album at least. So who knows? They could have an album by in the next year as well. Or that'll probably be their next album because they said it'll possibly be soon. Rob said in a interview not too long ago that there could possibly be a new Metallica album either 2020 or 2021. So who knows? I'm hoping for 2020 because if so, great. Wait, let me make sure of that. Let's make sure I don't spread fake news. What was I gonna look or what was I gonna what was I gonna what was I gonna do? Oh yeah, new Metallica album. Oh, dude, I have another music-related thing I can talk about. That's not what I wanted. Metallica's new album. Everything we know so far about the band's 11th. Could be coming sooner rather than later. What's the release date? Rob Trujillo assured fans that the band's album will come out a lot quicker than the previous two. It will come out a lot sooner. This time we'll be able to jump on it a lot quicker and jump into the studio and start working. It's been said. Have we heard any of the new music? Not yet. Track list. Oh, wait. What the heck? It'll probably come out early 2020s. But, yeah, so who knows? Who knows anymore when their new shit will come out? But, oh well. Switching over to the other arm, because the other one's getting real snotty. But yeah, so the other music thing I was talking about, Ozzy Osbourne, he did a song with Post Malone on his new album. And boy do post fans not know who the fuck Ozzy is. They're just assuming he's this new hip hop guy. Then people are like on Twitter are like, "Oh, this look at Post showing featuring these new artists. God, this Ozzy guy, he has a career ahead of him." Little did they know he's done. Little did they know that he's been doing stuff since '68, since well before they were fucking born. So yeah, and that surprised me, is seeing that Sabbath started in like, what was it, '67, '68, something like that. I was surprised when I saw that. I was like, "Holy shit, has Ozzy been going for a long ass time?" That surprised me. I was like, "Whoa, dude, that's crazy." The fact that he's been going for so long, and he just this year he quit. He said, "Calling her quits." It's like, what the fuck? The fact that you can do something from the '60s to the end of the 2010s, holy shit! And the fact that Queen's been going for just about as long, it's like, what the hell? Next year they're gonna be there. They will have been going for 50 years. It's like, what the fuck? And then there's Metallica, just a wee measly comparative to those two. A measly 39? Yeah, 39. That'll be next year, but yeah. The funny thing is, if I ever forget how old my uncle is, I can always look at Metallica and say, "Hey, same year." That's kind of funny, the fact that that's his favorite band, and then Metallica was formed also the same year. Well, I find that kind of goony. But yeah. And then there's Five Finger Death Punch. They weren't formed the same year I was born, but oh well. But yeah, so that's that. So yeah. I think, depending on how long I've gone, I may end this old girl. I may old yell at this bitch. Nah, I've been going 10 minutes less than I wanted to. But you know what? That's all right. I think I'm gonna end her here because I don't want to force myself to keep going. So, yeah. That's about it for this podcast. I think I'm about done because I don't want to force myself to keep doing something if I don't want to. Hence, a lot of old series I used to do. But yeah, so. That's that. I don't know. I'll see you later then, I guess. Bye. Go fuck yourself. Jesus.